Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved by me in the universe, and darn sexy people. Hey, welcome to Sunday's church here. That's when I run into you guys, you go, you know, I go to church, you're my church. So I accept that as a lovely compliment, hopefully a little more expansive than some of them are. So we're going to start this show by claiming we are and we are connected to the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding. And so it is. If you didn't do that with me, you didn't do it. Just hearing me do it doesn't do it for you. One more time. We are and we are connected to the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding. And so it is. Okay, so our next webinar, if you haven't seen it on the e-blast, is September 26th, and it's How to Create Everything. Now, when I taught Creation Station, we went through the whole formula of creation, and literally, it was once you know the formula, you know how to repeat the formula, and you know how to create everything. However, now comes the information that is true as long as you are sending out the electrical signal to the universe that matches the creation process. So for the first time, I've never done this on a webinar before, for the first time, I'm going to channel for you what signal you need to bring into alignment, or what may be sending out the wrong or a confused signal. We can thank my beautiful daughter for opening up this information for us, because I was doing some work for her the other day, and all this kind of came into clarity. When I wrote the description for the next webinar, I went, no, this isn't really what I taught in Creation Station. And they said, just write it and we'll explain it before the webinar. So those are the pieces I have for you so far around the webinar on the 26th. Okay, so I'm going to go into a little bit about that today that they've given me. We know what the ionosphere is. It's an energetic band around the Earth. We know that when we send our signals, our claims, our thoughts, our emotions out, they go out to the ionosphere, bounce back off it, and are returned to us, positive or negative, guys. Now, they gave me the information this morning that we have to hold the intention of sending our signal beyond, just beyond the ionosphere. So let's say the ionosphere was an inch thick. You don't want to go to the first edge. You want to go past the second edge, right? Just hold that in your intention that your signal is going out past the ionosphere. And I believe Yes, number one in the cocktail on sheet one is in the ionosphere and beyond, I am creation. Okay, we know that compassion is the highest emotion, intention, action that you can take for your brain. Compassion, when they did studies with a bunch of monks, it was the state of compassion that took their brains into the highest brainwave state. So my question to you, my beautiful people, is how much compassion do you have for yourself? How much compassion and understanding and unconditional love do you have for yourself? When they gave me that one, I kind of went, oh, you know, I should be doing this more, should be doing that more, should be more, I should, you know, have more energy, I should be less weight. None of that is a compassionate state of mind, which feeds right into the concept of self-love, the state of self-love. And then they said the highest thing we can claim is I am complete. They actually took me to two places on our sheets where it states I am complete. Stop what you're doing, please. Thank you. And we're all going to come together now and claim I am complete. What does that feel like, guys? Can you feel the compassion and the love and the excitement into knowing that you are complete in your completeness? And they want to make sure that you understand that being complete doesn't mean that everything's over. Oh, there's nothing more to, you know. It means that everything is beginning in your powerful creation of completeness. So here's the claim. I am complete. They want you to know I am complete equals the possibility of complete creation. So I am complete and I am my complete creation. Because when we are our complete creation, then we start from that frequency instead of trying to figure out or fix ourselves into completeness. And we know that if we're trying to fix ourselves in our completeness, we don't ever get to the completeness. We stay in the fixing. Okay? I want to thank all of you. I send out over the e-blast again. If y'all aren't on the e-blast, you're missing a lot of the work. Because the e-blast ties together information between the shows. I send out a special e-blast around the claim for Florence. And it was interesting, within 24 hours, Florence went down to a category one. Now, what thought just went through your mind? Was it, yeah, well, it would be nice if we, you know, it's nice to think we had some impact on that. Or do you know? Are you complete enough to know that you coming forward and holding that intention in love was enough to affect the hurricane? See, that's what they mean by I am complete. I know. I know that I'm complete enough that I am affecting myself and the world and the creation of all of it right now. And so it is, baby cakes. Okay, we're going to the calls. Miss Robin in Colorado. Hi, you're on, honey.
Hi, Dee. How are you this morning?
Pretty fabulous.
Awesome. Awesome. So I don't know if I've got a general question or specific, but
it's both.
I've got a my dad's got advancing dementia. My brother and I had a plan. I thought I was holding the intention of the highest for everybody, and my dad has just sort of blown it all up. We're a bit at a loss. Like, how do I create something if another...
Well, you can't.
I know.
You can't. And you were holding the highest tension for everybody involved. But he's not.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like we had this amazing place in place for my mom to go into. And at the last minute, my stepdad dug his heels in and said, no, I don't want to do that. I'm not going to go. And so he moved her 4 times in 2 years, which ultimately, I believe, created her leaving. So,
yeah.
You know, he's kind of making his choice, Robin, to leave by not helping himself.
Yeah.
Okay? So the question then becomes, what's best for you?
Yeah.
And if it's best for you to put him into a facility, then that's what you have to do.
Yeah. I recognize, as you were talking about compassion, that I am, at this moment, so frustrated with him, even though I understand his fear, that I'm having a hard time getting to compassion for him.
Well, I will give you some help here. Forgive him, for he knows not what he does. You see,
yeah.
he cannot reason out right now what is best. And when he gets to the other side, he's going to understand that he wanted the best for you, and the best for you was to get help for him.
Yes.
Okay, so does this help give you some guidance?
I think so, yeah. Yes, it does.
Okay, until he is truly at the place where he cannot make his own decisions, he gets to choose. And then you have to choose after that. And forget the guilt. It doesn't serve you, Robin. You can't hold guilt and love at the same time. Okay?
Yep.
Did everybody hear that? You can't hold guilt and love at the same time. So you stay in the state of love and make the highest choices you can. But ultimately, if he cannot choose anymore rationally, you must make the decision for him.
Yep.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, my love. Good luck.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I know. I had always promised my mother she'd never go into a home. Ever. But the decisions that she made created that to have to be the reality in the last years of her life. Okay, we are going to Miss Emily in California. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
Oh, well, I have 2 questions, but when I called in, I thought the first thing I want to do is just acknowledge and celebrate how much I love myself. And then I heard your first of the show.
Awesome.
And I thought, yeah, it really, and it's an acknowledgement to me and to you and your work and to the channel to feel inside myself how really completely I feel like I love myself. Like there is nothing in me that I can't embrace.
It's an amazing feeling, isn't it, Emily?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just joyful empowerment, compassion, love. It's, I look back where I was 10 years ago, and I'm so much happier and complete and knowledgeable about who I am. you know? It's, well, thank you for that. That just makes my heart just leap with joy. What else can we do for you, baby?
Yeah. A missing cat and the issue with my foot is still going on. Sitting, and one of the three cats is missing. And I don't know that it's any, you know, she said, well, get them all, get as many of them in at night as you can. You know, sometimes they're out. But now it's been two nights that this particular cat I haven't seen.
Well, somehow that is connected, believe it or not. But we know that our animals reflect back to us what's going on with us, right? You know, when I'm in the channel, I don't remember a lot. So help me with the foot, what was going on with the foot.
So I injured the foot. I was sending it a lot of healing. It was getting better. Then it got worse. And last time it was about balancing my masculine and feminine energies, particularly related to work and kind of this push energy.
I get that that's still in place and she doesn't want to deal with it. Hold on. They're taking me to the body book. Believe it or not, I was told to bring them in today because I never bring them in. We're going to foot or feet. Okay. Hang on, because there's a mess of pages in here with this right here.
And I,
okay. Here it is. Stuck in place. They are displaying a fear of the future, and yet at the same time, they are afraid not to step forward in life. And I'm telling all of you, that's pretty much a summary of where we're at in the work right now. Your little girls and little boys are going, don't step forward. And your adult selves that are on this path are going, you have to.
Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah.
That begs the question, what gets you unstuck? Sheets, book, give me a song, any song that pops in.
Happy Birthday.
Okay. Why are you afraid to be reborn? What are you afraid you're going to leave behind? The first question I get is your identity. So, guys, again, going on with all of us, do you want to identify yourself as all your stories? Do you want to keep identifying yourself as your old definitions, the limited belief systems that your family gave you? Or are you ready to step into the world of all possibilities in faith that you are protected and taken care of in your great expansion? Because ultimately, if we're the gods of us, we're going to take care of ourselves. And when we send out that signal, the whole universe has to join us. You see? So in our expansion, there's nowhere to go but up. Been working with my daughter on this one, too. So, again, if you are dealing with this in any way and not having enough money and being in fear of that, losing your job and being in fear of that, having a health problem that you're... All these things they're saying right now, this is a true statement. Hold on. I want the highest answer. I'm balanced. Yes. All of these things represent the resistance that we have to breaking into the greatest self-love and compassion and power that we are. It's all forms of resistance. So let's see, the opposite of resistance for me is freedom. What is it for you, Emily? If you had no resistance at all.
Yeah, freedom for sure, and flow is the other word I hear.
Okay, I am freedom and flow into my new empowerment of me. Oh, it goes to my really big yes. I am freedom and flow into my new empowerment of me. And so it is. Because the kitty's going, no, I ain't staying around for this. I don't even want, you know. Well, seriously, the animals read energy.
Yeah.
They read energy better than we do because they don't have the language. I mean, when I'm upset, you know, if I'm crying or upset, Freedom, whose middle name is Play, will come up and lay quietly by me and put her paw on me because she senses the shift in the energy. Babies and children, same way, little tiny, they sense the your energy, guys. So whether you're saying the right things, if your energy shifts, they're going to pick it up, okay?
Yeah. So
okay.
I absolutely want the root of this. I want this. I claim it's balanced. It's done.
Yes, but now you have to get to the emotional charge of it. How does that feel, Emily, to have compassion for the part of you that doesn't want to go into your greatness?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you can feel that, can't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm compassionate for that part of me that is scared, and I envelop her in love, in a loving embrace, and lift her up and take her with me.
Oh.
Yeah,
so
you can
beautiful.
Feel that. Yeah. And that's what we need to do, guys, is have love and compassion for ourselves, embrace ourselves, pick ourselves up, and walk out into our power. And so it is.
Woo-hoo! And so it is.
Woo-hoo! All right, baby. Thank
you
for that. That's pretty awesome for everybody. It's a Daniel person. Hi, honey.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm awesome. Just awesome.
Wonderful. So am I.
Good.
And I just want some clarity and understanding about what's going on with ants and me. They seem to pop up everywhere, come after me, and bite me.
Ants?
Ants.
Okay. The first thing I heard, Daniel, is ants are busy workers. Busy, 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 busy. Okay? You need to be bringing more of a balance in from your work life. Does that make sense to you?
Not exactly. I thought I have been.
That's a true statement. You thought you have been.
Okay.
And this is an old signal that you've sent out. But this is kind of what we're going to do on the webinar, I think. There's something in your signal that is messing the signal up. So, hold on. Sheets, book. Song, give me a movie, please.
Beethoven's Fifth.
Well, okay. Yeah.
No, that would be okay.
Well, I'm actually going to da 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 da.
Yeah.
Da
yeah.
da da da. There's a lot of drama, a lot of seriousness and drama around the work. And it's messing up that love signal that you want to send out there. Of course, you know, you can always put some ant spray down. But it's the drama that's attracting that energy to you. Okay, so now there's somebody at work you're having drama with. Do you know? It's a guy. Oh, wait, it's you. It's a part of you that you're having drama with about your work. Hold on. We're both balanced. Anybody switch? No. We both want... Yeah. So what part of you is fighting the rest of you around creating more balance at work?
That it all can't just be easy.
Well, yeah, there you go. So it's work, 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 work. You don't trust yet the easy part of creation. Now, they're telling me to bring up this dream I had last night, and I don't have the slightest idea what the hell it has to do with anything. So what I remember of this dream is I was a teacher in a class, and I was asking, it was around an important subject, and I was asking everybody who was committed to moving forward on it, and they would like hesitate and put their hand up, just, you know. I said, no, you have to put your hand up high. If you don't commit, if we don't commit right now to taking action, you know, it's like we'll suffer the consequences. So if we don't come forward to commit to our action of ease and joy and compassion, we're going to pay the price of watered-down creation.
Or making it more difficult for ourselves.
Well, that's what it is, though. Watered-down creation is, you know, now I've got to try again, or I didn't quite get what I wanted, or I got it and then I lost it, right? So
yeah.
If we're sending out mixed signals of any kind, we are watering down our creation, making our lives harder, which is not congruent with the definition of self-love and compassion for ourselves, is it?
No.
So that's what it's all about, Daniel. Hold on. There's one more thing. I'm going to a core belief now that we know what the heck we're talking about. This page here. I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong. Guys, you're all supposed to be powerful with ease. You're all supposed to be in compassion and self-love for yourself. You're all supposed to be the energy that turns a hurricane around. Do you understand? You are supposed to be here being the gods of you, and you belong in that role. So are we going to claim it right now? I claim that I'm supposed to be here in my greatness, and I do belong in my power. Through divine love, it cannot miss but create powerful forces of love that bring in balance and ease. And so it is. Okay? Boy, what a show. Good grief.
That's great. Fantastic.
Yeah, we got all of it. Of course, you know, it doesn't surprise me, all the stuff you bring in. So thank you, my love.
Thank you, dear.
My love to Al. Bye.
Bye.
No. You know what I did last night? There was a praying mantis in my kitchen. Now, praying mantises are really good luck and good fortune and financial abundance and new beginnings. They're just great energy. And it was way up on the ceiling, and I was trying to get it on the broom so I could take it outside. And it fell up on the highest place in my kitchen. So I got up and stood on the counter. Gabrielle handed me a piece of paper. We got him on a piece of paper. I crawled down and got him outside and put him on the bush. And he was so happy. How do I know it? I just know it. Because I would be happy if somebody helped me be free. And I am asking all of us to come forward and carry ourselves into freedom. Okay, Miss Iris in Philadelphia, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Hello.
Hi, darling.
Okay, I think it's two pieces again. One is very much echoing Emily's stuff that she brought in about the moving forward for me.
Yes.
Like, right me stuff.
Yeah.
Very constant. Like, it's so constant that didn't even occur to me till this morning. I was like, oh yeah, what's that about?
Well, that
is like
what
normal.
It's about, but also the channel says it would help you if you would get adjusted. Do you have a chiropractor?
Okay. I do. I have an appointment Yeah, that I.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I do. I have to do that often, and that's part of it. What, like, I don't know. There's something about not keeping my adjustment, like falling out of alignment.
Well, there you go. Anytime you're not in ease and effort. No, they told me not to use that word. Anytime you're in ease, not in ease. But also, Iris, they're saying when you sit too long, this is one of the things that exacerbates it. So if you could just do stretches in the morning and at night,
it would help you. I don't sit. I'm a server. I'm moving for like 7-9 hours straight. Like, I sit in the morning when I do my meditation, but I've been doing yoga since I got back from the retreat.
It did really start at the retreat because we sat so long.
Oh, okay. Right. Gotcha. That makes sense. Okay.
Okay. So, you know, Iris, I can't go into it on the show, but if you call me or email me, there's an exercise they're showing me that would help you. It's pretty simple, too.
Okay. Thanks. I'll email you. The other thing, it kind of came to my awareness, and it's interesting. It came up in the first meditation we did at Creation Station, and I realized that my little girl was very much wanting to be saved, and that and so I was like, okay, thank you, that's really interesting. And then I noticed that it was like the energy of that's really coming out a lot with men in my real life.
Like that they want you to save them?
No, the other way. That there's a part of my energy that's like putting this out, like wanting to be saved by them. Even though my
I get that it's a whole, and it's tied in with your dad. So it's your little girl. It's a whole kind of backward circle, though. So if I save them, they'll save me.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Well,
gross.
And
I'm over
and
it. I don't want to do this anymore.
Well, okay. So, you know, you've got to integrate your little girl, right? To come on board and go, look, I'm over it. We're not gonna have to save them so they can save us. We're breaking this cycle right now because we're not getting anywhere. And we both want to be free because trust me, you guys, your little kids want to be free inside you. So if you start working with them and go, okay, we got to go this way for our freedom. Nobody's going to save anybody anymore. We're going to allow them to create themselves. And I'm going to create myself. We are going to create ourselves as one integrated being. And then my powerful self will attract a man who is also in his power so that then we can come together and be powerful together and not depend on saving each other for our power. Do you understand?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, I think my daughter and I kind of play that out too, they're saying. So that's another, you know, I can't tell you how incredible it is to have a relationship with your grown daughter, and all of you that were at Creation Station see what a beautiful being she is. Mm-hmm. But to have this relationship where we do work for each other and can understand these concepts, and I can go to her and she can come to me. I mean, my God, that's the kind of relationship you want to have with somebody. Guys, so anybody that you're in relationship with, you create you first in your power and then say, boy, bring me in somebody to match me because I'm pretty awesome.
Great.
I'm not getting anything else, Iris, okay?
No, that's a lot.
All right, baby.
Thank you, D. Love you.
Yeah, you know how to do this. I love you too, sweetheart. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to Susie in San Antonio. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, Dee, how are you?
Pretty fabulous.
All right, I'm excited to get to talk to you. So what's up is it's old stories playing out again, which seems to be a recurring theme. And
Hold on, Susie.
Yeah.
Why do you keep replaying them if you don't want them? You're the only one that can change it.
Yeah, as soon as you ask that question, like a huge well of emotion just came up. Yeah.
Okay.
So I think
so. That tells you you're afraid. Your little girl is literally scared to death to let go of this pattern. So hold on. We're going to a core belief. Hang on. Okay, this page here. 5, 6, 7. No matter what I do, it's not going to work, so I might as well give up on everything. Okay, again, back to what the next webinar is going to be about, you see. If we keep putting out the signal, no matter what I do, it's not going to work, so I'm going to give up. What happens is a pattern. So I'm gonna break through this, and I'm gonna step ahead, and I'm gonna go toward my creation, and then our little girls and little boys, or our subconscious mind, however you want to define it, says, "Oh, you can only go so far because you know what you go after doesn't work. So at some point, you might as well give up." And then the pattern starts all over again. Then you've got – that's why I hear from many of you, you know, I get ahead and I get my money together and then I lose it again, or I spend it again, or something happens and I have to spend money on it again. That's a pattern, guys. That's a pattern you don't want. So you describe to me what it is that keeps reoccurring, Susie.
I'm feeling a lot of emotion again on this. But,
it's okay, sweetheart. So, everybody does on this show, so go for it.
Gosh, and I think that's part of my signal that I keep sending out that will just come out sometime.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, so the reoccurring, and I know it's an emotion down there that I need to work with or release, but the reoccurring pattern, the main one is outside influence. I'll hear entities on me, cords, spirit releasing, all this stuff connecting into outside, and the guidance I received about it.
Susie, I'm going to stop you right there.
Thank you.
This is tied to old religious bullshit.
Okay, thank
you. And I say that with a great amount of love because I've worked through all this myself. When you live in a state of self-love, none of those things can affect you. That's a true statement. I want everybody that's testing with me today that works with a pendulum or muscle testing with your fingers or however you do it. Hold on, I'm even going to stand up. That's a boy, I can't even ask the question and I almost fall over. That is a true statement. When you live in self-love and compassion for yourself, none of what has been called dark energies can affect us.
Perfect.
So why do you, I want to know why your little girl, God's not going to love her. If you give up the belief in those, what religion were you raised, Susie?
I'm Presbyterian, but I left it so many years ago.
Honey, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter when we all left.
We were indoctrinated by the time we were 5 years old.
Yeah.
Through
and
society
so much in the
and religion.
With it.
But it's interesting to me because Presbyterians don't usually talk too much about stuff like that. So
no, I don't remember that part of it. I honestly think more of mine is collective stuff than what I actually experienced.
It is, and you were involved in some kind of quote unquote spiritual practice that believed in this stuff? Can you go back?
Okay.
That's where you started falling out, right there.
Okay, so repeat that. I was involved in some spiritual practice. So was that this lifetime?
Yes, that believed in and talked about and opened up those old brain cells, which were from past life for all
okay.
of us. For all of us. But
gotcha.
If we dive into that stuff in this lifetime, then it awakens all the memories of ourselves from when, you know, they believed we were witches and all that crap that went on, right?
Yes.
So whatever, I'm getting around 19 or 20 in this lifetime.
That's when it started.
Well, that's what I'm getting. So 18, 19, 20, 21, somewhere around that age. And all
well, that's interesting because that's my big party day. That's when I started.
Okay.
Maybe I opened up to stuff that wasn't.
Well, but you see, there's the belief. What you just said there, if you believe you can open up to stuff, then you've got to match that belief. Oh, guys, look, it's an imaginary world. And again, I invite you all to look at The Matrix. Go watch the Matrix movie. You know, I'm opening the door where I believe there are negative bad entities that can attack me. Okay, well, I'll walk into that room and experience that for a while. Okay, now I don't believe that anymore. I'm going to go into the room where I know when I love myself and honor myself and I'm all integrated around that, that everything just flows for me and I'm protected and there's not anything to protect me from. And then you get to live that experience. But what most of us do is go back and forth between those two rooms.
Yes, that's it. I have been kind of going back and forth in between.
Stop it!
Knock it off, right?
Stop it, Susie!
My grandpa used to say.
Knock it off, baby! Because then you're sending out totally mixed signals. And the universe has to respond to both of them. Do you understand?
Yes, completely. And
okay.
Yeah, I need to let go of emotion around this, but this is so perfect and so relevant. And I knew religious because I kept having dreams about it, even though in my conscious mind I wasn't resonating with that because I'm not really in that world. But it's like, okay, something's up there.
Yeah, it's your subconscious going, you know, this shit's still going on down here, you know, and
right?
We know you're on that path of getting rid of everything or redirecting everything, so you might want to look at this when you wake up, right? Okay.
Exactly.
All right, honey. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Love you. Okay. Miss Sandy, hi. Oh, hold on. Yeah.
Hi,
Sandy. Dee. Hi, baby. What's up?
Well, first of all, I think it's so cool how truly we are all so connected because I didn't read the e-blast this week. Yet I was doing what you were talking about with the hurricane. Oh, I just love that.
Well, awesome. Yeah, I love that too.
And then,
thank you.
I'm still on the role of manifesting, and I wanted to share just for encouragement and proof. The proof is in the pudding. So my husband and I realized that we had $30,000 that we didn't earn or anything. It just came to us. And that was pretty
cool. Good God, I want to be you.
I know.
Woohoo!
And so I just want to celebrate that. And again, celebrate you and the channel and the work and just
thank you, Sandy.
Put that out there. So, and then.
All right, so hold on. Let me stop and ask everybody to go back and look at what thoughts or feelings went through them when Sandy said that. Was it, oh, my God, I can do it too, or, yeah, well, fine, you know, that's cool. That would never happen to me. or anything in between, because that's the signal that you put out about the possibilities that can happen to you. Okay, Sandy, go ahead.
Everything that's been said this morning has applied to the question that I have, but I get that there's maybe still more to come forward. So I, over the last like, year and a half, almost 2 years, have been practicing to be better able to embody the observer, but there's something going on when it's my husband. That's the one I'm really down to now, that like just gets so triggered so deeply,
yeah,
and go
well,
in the response so fast that I don't even think to do it.
Yeah, so what's happening is you leave you.
Yes,
he pushes the button.
Just,
hold
uh-huh.
on, we're going to a core belief, this page here. Okay, you've made him your God, Sandy. And he's not. He doesn't have control over you.
Mm-mm.
But there's a part of you that believes still that the husband has control over the wife.
And that's what my parents modeled.
Exactly. That's what most of our parents modeled. It's old and it's antiquated, but that's what we were brought up to believe. This is how relationships work. You know, this is how the world works. And so you've got to redirect that belief before he can shift around you, because you're actually inviting it in.
No, I can feel it. It's like it's, I mean, I know it's showing up. I guess it's showing up so that it can all come to the surface and be
well,
released and healed.
Absolutely.
Ultimately.
Of course. So let's go take it a little bit further. If your mother didn't obey your father, what happened? From a little girl's standpoint, what would happen?
From the little girl's standpoint, his response was, it was very childish, and it was like, if you don't like it, then that's fine. I'll just leave. I can just leave. And
okay.
He did finally leave when I was in my early 20s. He took a hiatus. But he would say it, but he wouldn't do
okay.
it.
So how, from a little girl's perspective, how did you feel watching your mother be manipulated and put in fear like that?
I don't know. I never thought about it. I'm sure it felt fearful to me. And
of course it did. And that's,
yeah, just like abandonment.
Those are the buttons that get pushed when your husband pushes. Yeah, that's it,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, because what I realized is I was doing some healing work around it this morning, is I was afraid of being alone. And that,
yes.
I'm a very strong woman, and I would ultimately say, well, no, I'm not. But the truth is I can feel deep down I am afraid of being alone.
Yeah, it's your little girl, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
And I am sitting here feeling it right along with you. I identify totally with that, with you.
It's so big, I feel it in a very visceral way right now.
Yeah, so you need to tell her you're going to take care of her. She's never, ever, ever going to be alone. Because back then, if Daddy left and Mommy didn't know how to take care of her, she was going to die. And that's really what it comes down to, Sandy, is your fear of death if he leaves. Your adult self knows that it's not that dramatic that he's not going to leave, right?
You mean my adult self knows, excuse me, knows that he won't leave, or if we did split up that it wouldn't be that dramatic, or both?
Both.
Yes, but there's financial stuff around it, because I left my career as an optometrist when this stuff started showing up with the boys, and ultimately it's good. It put me where I am now, but I don't have my business is not established in a way that I could support myself. So there's that financial piece, and that's what I felt as a little girl. Like if my dad left, my little girl would be saying, but where will we get the money?
Exactly. I know. I was the one that went to the door to meet the bill collectors. So then you've got to, you either have to talk to him and tell him what this pushes into you, and is he going to leave? And if he's thinking about leaving, then you get to get yourself together and get your ducks in a row so you don't have to live with this fear.
He's not. It's me. Because
okay.
There are times that I'm like, I just may not choose to keep living in this.
Well, but you're living in it within yourself. He doesn't really know it's all going on, even.
No, but it's anger and some other stuff that I feel like I don't want to live in. But
well, then you've got to bring it forward and start talking about it, honey. You're not bringing forward the very thing you need to deal with because you're in fear that he's going to leave
I'm
and you can't
fear
support
that
yourself.
Well, you're right, because if he can't control me, he feels like he can't control me if I bring that up. And he doesn't want to look at it. And I do, at that point, I do feel like, I don't feel like on a day-to-day basis he's going to come in and say, baby, I'm leaving you. But I do feel like if I bring stuff up that's bothering me and it has to do with the way he likes to control things, that then he would. It would. It's like circles back to my dad. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
okay.
All of it.
Do we have to, may I ask one more question, I think, that
really quickly,
because no?
I need to take one more caller.
Okay, so with respect to birthing a new business right now, I feel like there may be something running that goes kind of like this. I'm afraid to do it because if I get, this is going to not make sense, it's going to sound crazy. I'm afraid to do it because if I become successful and have the money to leave, that then I will leave. What's up with that? Like, that sounds fine.
Because then you'll be your dad.
Oh, okay. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good question. You bet.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
All right. I love you. Bye.
I love you too. Darlene, we're going to have to make it quick, but I wanted to get to you. What's up, honey?
I just want to say thank you.
Okay.
Well, we had a, I've been following you since, oh gosh, your books came out. Like, what was that?
Oh,
7, 8
that's
years
a few years. Yeah.
And this is the first time I've had the courage to call. And I preach what you say, which is really funny. But I did have a situation where we had a pipe break under our house, got a huge, huge electric or water bill. We weren't sure how we were going to pay that. So I put all the principles in, and I had a really hard time getting to my happy place to get rid of all the ego.
Redirect it, yeah.
Yes. And so I tried one happy place, and it was like, it would back over me. It was because this was like almost catastrophic. They may have to, you know, dig these pipes out, redo this. It could cost thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yeah. So what
and,
was the outcome?
All, the outcome was, and I really put the energy out. It happened to be a real small leak that we found ourselves and fixed it for $20.
And you see, she just summed up for you the beauty of having control and redirecting yourself back to the joy and the happiness. You know, because guys, bottom line, even if it had been worse than that, what she was putting herself through with the worry and all that stuff was the worst part of it. Because,
absolutely.
Yeah, when you live in that signal, you cannot step back, be objective, and handle things with the highest divine guidance. You can't, because you're immersed in the fear and oh my God, what if, and what's going to happen, and all, and you can't handle life. So, Darlene, it's a perfect end to the show. Thank you so much for bringing that forward, baby.
Well, thank you. Thank you for being you.
Thank you, and thank you for calling in, and do it more often, okay?
I will, thank you.
Okay. All right, guys, the end to another brilliant show. Let's say it together. Love me, I love me, and I love me even more, because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.